talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it, as always, being made. Just got word yesterday that the U.S. Supreme Court has formally rejected Trump's appeal on the turnover of presidential documents to the January 6th Commission over his objection on executive privilege. Now, that's been percolating for a long time. All the courts, the lower courts, the district court, the Court of Appeals, said he had to turn them over. And basically, it's just Biden turning them over. Things like the call logs on January 6th, who he talked to, who he was cooking up his plot to advance on the Capitol. And he claimed executive privilege. That held it up. On January 19, the court refused to stay the transfer of the documents. In other words, it gave the green light. That shows what their decision was going to be, but it still required a formal decision. That formal decision just came down. Now, that's important in a lot of respects. When somebody is the president, and Trump is not the president now, he claims he's the president, and a lot of people on the far right seem to say he is, but he's not. When he's still president, there's some colorable protection for some documents for national security reasons and a lot of other things. When he leaves office, because he was beaten, or he leaves office because he can't run again, it's his second term, after his second term, or he chooses not to run again, he's not the president anymore. Then the executive privilege transfers to whoever's the president, and that's Joe Biden right now. Joe Biden looked at these things and he said, these can be produced. There are some documents Joe Biden is not producing, not to protect Trump, but because it is important for the protection of the United States that they not be produced in public. But by and large, most of them he is producing, and the call logs and the visitor logs at the White House. And it's going to show, for instance, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan from Ohio sliding in and out. It'll show calls from Trump in the White House to the Willard Hotel, where some of the conspirators were gathering in advance of marching up to the Capitol. This was orchestrated. Some people say, well, these fellas were just misled, basically good folks, and not all of them attacked the police, and they marched up there and so forth. Well, more than 700 of them have been arrested and have been criminally charged, and many of them did attack the police and did destroy documents and did trespass in areas where they're prohibited from going. Nobody's saying you can't walk up Pennsylvania Avenue and stand on the sidewalk with a sign. People do that all the time. That isn't what happened here. But there was a ringleader group of people who planned this thing. They planned it well in advance. Trump had sent out a save the date card by way of a Facebook post and emails to people saying, January 6th, it's a big day. Come to Washington. You'll be surprised. Very important. All right, you get something like that. You see it from the president. Maybe you go if you're a fan of his. January 6th is really nothing. January 6th is nothing. It's the Feast of the Epiphany. Nobody remembers that anymore. There's no reason for it. The reason in this case was simply because the Congress picked that day to ceremonially accept the electoral vote certifications of 50 states. signed by 50 governors and 50 secretaries of state. And the majority of governors and the majority of secretaries of state in this country are Republicans. That means the majority of these things were signed by Republican officials. It's ceremonial. The vice president gets it. I've said this before, the vice president should dress up like George Washington or some colonial soldier with velvet knee breeches and a tri-cornered hat and stand there with a musket. That's what they really should do. Get an actor. That should be Pence. And they come in, carry these things in on a velvet pillow. They say, you know, Excellency, they call him Excellency. They say, Mr. Vice President, it's my privilege, my pleasure to present the certifications from the state. Everybody knows what they are. They've been in the paper for 3 months, 2 months at that point. They've been in the paper. Everybody knows. There have been certifications. 60 court cases, more than 60 court cases around the country, had fought back and dismissed attacks on those certifications. False claims. Remember Sidney Powell and some of these people went in and lied about this and that and the other thing. The judges listened to them, let them present their evidence. And then Sidney Powell right now and some of the others are subject to sanctions and paying the attorney's fees of the other side for lying. Giuliani was another one. So this had all been thrashed out. This was not a new big deal. So what are those White House documents going to show? For one thing, we already know that Gymnasium Jim J.M. Jordan of Ohio was in the White House at the end of December plotting with Trump. And he was one of the guys Kevin McCarthy wanted to appoint the January 6th commission as if he'd be in good faith. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Pelosi vetoed him and said, the hell with it. Went ahead without McCarthy's appointments, and they got volunteers. They got Liz Cheney, Republican from Wyoming, Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois. Bipartisan commission. The stupid thing on McCarthy's part is if he had proposed five halfway decent, halfway honest, halfway mainstream Republicans, no funny stuff, it was going to be a commission with 10 people, five Democrats, five Republicans. The chairman, of course, was going to be a Democrat, but it required a majority even to issue a subpoena. They easily could have stopped that commission from even suggesting that Kevin McCarthy, Jordan of Ohio, and these other fellows, Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, come in and give statements. They could have blocked it all. Instead, he came up and he said, well, I'm going to put up five of the biggest nuts on our side who are on record as election deniers, begging Pelosi to veto them, which she did. Well, this will confirm these papers that Jordan was all over the White House and that Scott Perry had been talking with Trump's people. He's the guy from Pennsylvania. About orchestrating the fake attack on the electors, the fake attack. It'll show documents on the so-called Green Bay sweep. And it kills me to this day that they stole our brand. Green Bay, the Green Bay Packers are the brand of professional football. We won the first two Super Bowls. Vince Lombardi and all those teams, it's called the Lombardi Trophy. They hijacked that, the Green Bay sweep. And that is attack the electors in six states. Six states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Illinois, strike that, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia. Switch it back. There'd be an uproar. Go to the Supreme Court, majority Republicans, put Trump back in office the way the Republican Supreme Court put George W. Bush in office in 2000 when he lost the election to Al Gore. They stopped the recount of the vote in Florida, said that Bush had won by 500 some odd votes out of many millions cast, and the audit afterwards showed that Gore had won. So This is all the funny stuff. The idea behind this commission is to get behind the funny stuff and find the documents. Biden looked at them, and the vast majority of them they're turning over. Supreme Court just said just now, it's okay. We're not going to stop it. There's no further recourse. So it's being turned over. My only suggestion, my only statement is hurry up. The midterm elections are coming up in November. November is not that far away. Those people are going to be sworn in January. If God forbid the Republicans take the House, I don't think they will. A lot of people do. I don't. McCarthy becomes Speaker. He'll dissolve the commission immediately. He's already said, Gingrich has said, the people on the commission should be put in jail. This is a fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party. It's very important to get going quickly before those elections. Come out with something. They've been studying this stuff for a long time. How much do they have to study it? How much do they have to study it? They're looking for confirmation now. There's plenty of material to say what's happened on the Green Bay sweep. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.